Locker room chats continue here on KMZA as we talk now with Frankfurt girls basketball coach, that is Brian Ebert. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, coming off a loss last week to Centralia on Friday, you bounce back. Big road win at Axtell on Tuesday. Get your 10th win of the year, 61-39 over Axtell again on Tuesday night. Had to feel pretty good coming after that loss to Centralia on Friday to turn around and get a big win on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I felt like totally two different games for us. Just weren't able to put the ball in the hole against Centralia. Outside the arc, we were 2 for 19. And just struggled hitting those shots, and we needed to hit those shots. We averaged about 5 threes a game, and you make 2 in that game, and it just makes that game look a little rough as far as scoring-wise. And I told the girls after the game, you know, if you hit 3 more 3s, you know, you change the complex of that game and, you know, maybe have a chance. So that definitely kind of did not settle well for me or them. And I don't know if they kind of took that personally, but come out and shot the ball really well against Axtell, hit 8 threes, and, you know, we just got things going and played good defense, and, you know, we looked like a little bit different team.
Trying to keep that momentum going now with just 4 games left in the regular season. You'll go to Troy on Friday, but it seems like, you know, picking things up at the right time. You want to be playing your best basketball, but it seems like you might be getting a little bit of help and some reinforcements back on the squad.
Yeah, Sydney Wolf has been out, our main post player. Kind of had an injury all year, and just went to the doctor and found out that, you know, they said she could keep playing as long as she can tolerate the pain, and then maybe they'll take care of it after the season. So, you know, that's good news, getting some points where we can score inside and not struggle maybe with the inside game like we have in some of the past games.
And certainly will help against some of the teams down the stretch. I mean, Troy's a little bit more undersized, so that can certainly help with your advantage on Friday, and obviously the remaining schedule, Onega, Washington County, and Lynn. So just having that extra body inside certainly going to pay some dividends down the stretch. So we get to Troy again, a team you saw in the midseason tournaments at the TVL tournament just a few weeks ago. You won that matchup 47-26. You know, they're coming off a nice win at Wetmore on Tuesday. They're probably a little bit different now, but, you know, what kind of ball game can you ultimately expect this go around?
Well, I think, you know, they probably feel like they didn't play real well against us the first time. First quarter, I believe, was 17-0. So I've told the girls, you know, that they're going to come out ready to play from the beginning, and you have to match the intensity they bring. Going to be playing on their home court. You know, some of those seniors are close to being done playing on that home court. So, you know, it means a lot more when you get close to the end. So you got to match the intensity and the swag that they're going to bring. Hopefully our girls understand that.
Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us. It is once again presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coming off a nice win on Tuesday against Axtell, 61-39 to get to 10-6 on the year. 4 games left in the regular season, and that 4-game stretch will start at Troy on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday at Troy, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.